Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins and I am the host of this podcast. I am also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors designed to make sure that you build a commercial property portfolio in the way that you want to. If you want to get started with that, I'm going to put a link below where you should subscribe so that I can send you all of my introductory resources. Plus, if you're on that list, that subscription list, I will invite you to our masterclasses. It will only go out to my mailing list subscribers. That is a reason to be on the mailing list. So again, I'm going to put that link below so that you can sign up, get our free resources so that you start investing in commercial property. That's what it's designed to do. And then come along to our free webinars and masterclasses to see what NC Real Estate is all about. This week, I want to go through the three different commercial properties that completed over the last week. This is for three of my clients. They were all purchased in their SASs, but they are very different purchases. But actually, they're a really good indication of the lower yield, the medium yield, and the higher yield. So I wanted to run through them with you. So what I want you to be thinking about whilst I run through this podcast is, what questions do you have about these property purchases? There is going to be a question box below if you're listening on Spotify podcast so that you can ask any questions about what it is that I'm explaining, because I can go through the key details of these deals, but you could say or be thinking, hey, Natasha, I just want to know a bit more detail X, Y, and Z, which I'm more than happy to give. I just don't want you to feel like I'm glazing over anything. So to start off with, the most recent completion on Friday was Marketplace in Chippenham. That was purchased for £135,000 with £11,000 worth of rent coming in. So that works out at about an 8.15% yield. That one went under offer on the 2nd of November 2023. So we are, what, 5 months? It took 5 months from start to finish to get that over the line. It is just one tenant, and that tenant is on an inside the act lease. It's internal repairing and insuring, but the tenant has done so much work to the inside of the building. They have completely converted it into offices that they want to use. It would be highly unlikely over the next couple of years if they were to break. And also, who is doing who is getting rid of a lease that's IRI for the whole building? That's not normal. What we did make sure was that the building wasn't actually going to cost my client any money going forward. The previous owner had really done a lot of good works to the building. We had a building survey and nothing unusual came up from that. So the advice to my client here is put a little bit of money aside every month for a float, a maintenance float for if something goes wrong, but there are no immediate short-term worries for the next 5 years. So everything looks good with the roof, everything looks good with the windows, everything looks good with the structure of the building externally. So that's fine. So there was no worries there. The client purchased this because they just wanted a bit of income from other properties in their portfolio that they're doing, which is a little bit more risky. This was meant to be the least risky property and literally just produce an income on a monthly or quarterly basis. I think that one's quarterly basis, which it does. It completed rather quietly, and the only thing my client had to do was make sure that the rent apportionment came to him correctly. That was that. really, really easy, straightforward deal. You're probably thinking, Natasha, why did it take 5 months? Just in this case, a lot of documentation had to go backwards and forwards between the SAS, the solicitors, the purchaser, my client, and that paperwork going round and round and round and round just took a little bit longer than it would usually to do a similar deal. So usually deals where there's just one tenant, one lease, there's nothing else that's abnormal about it, I'd probably expect that to be taking about 3 months. Moving on to the second property that completed this week, and that is in Dereham High Street. This was a super fast deal. My client had said to me on the 20th January, I think she said, Natasha, I am absolutely determined to buy something this year. I haven't got the time to waste, mess around. I just want commercial property. I want it in my search zone, which is the southeast or the eastern part of the UK, anywhere north of, it was kind of anywhere north of Essex, but south of King's Lynn. And she just wanted something that she could try her hand at commercial property. I get that. When you really want to do something and you really want to achieve it, it can be hard getting involved in analysis paralysis, which she had done before. So for years she'd been looking for a commercial property but actually hadn't got anywhere with it. So when she came on board with me, we decided that we were going to be brave, and that I promised her that if there was anything chaotic that was going to happen with the building, we wouldn't buy it. So that gave her the confidence to go out and select a building which she really, really liked. So the Dereham High Street deal was purchased for £167,000. It has £18,414 worth of income per annum. There is one retail unit and two offices. And this was an 11% yield. Yes, this is a higher yield, so it is a more risky property. Why did we say go ahead with it? Well, number one, because there's three different tenants, and two of the three tenants didn't have a lease that was expiring anytime soon. It was in a prime location where there are very few, very, very few empty retail properties, and there are local tenants who really do want to get in on the high street and take over. So if the retail tenant was to leave, we had a reasonable understanding that it wouldn't take that long for a new tenant to go in there. And my client just loved the area. When she went and saw it, she sent me a voice note and said, Natasha, I have to have this property. Now, this property was an auction property, but it didn't sell at auction. Should she have been concerned about this? I don't believe you should be worried about properties that haven't sold at auction. It could be that the right buyer just hasn't checked it out. Now, there are, of course, at auction some real dodge properties, but, and that's why they get left on the table. I have seen, you probably all have seen it too, if you're searching in the real estate market in the UK, the Malmesbury property, which has come down and come down and come down and come down. I probably would only buy that if it was a couple of £100,000 now, based upon what I know about that deal. And what I know about that deal is the fact that the person who is trying to sell the property at auction is doing a contract flip and doesn't actually own the property, which means that it's raised red flags across the board because they can't give you the information that you need. So great location, great building, not the right information, so it's not going to sell unless it sells really cheap and someone's prepared to take a risk on it. But even me, who likes kind of risky properties, I wouldn't take a risk on it because I don't know what it is. I don't have enough information to do any of my own due diligence. Whereas if a property doesn't sell at auction and you think, oh, I'm interested in this, look through all of the legal pack and still do your own due diligence. Because, as I've just said, it could be that there hasn't been the right people looking at the auction catalogue who want to buy it. That is the only reason why it probably didn't sell. And afterwards, if the seller really does still want to get rid of it, then you will see that the property is available on the auction and you'll have time to go and have a look at the property and put in an offer. And this also works really well if you've got a SAS. I have not done any actual auction purchases with a SAS, but I have done quite a few now purchases through auction where a property didn't sell, so we've gone back in afterwards and the SAS has been more than happy to purchase it. Reason being, they've got a little bit more time to transfer money. I don't know any SASs. I mean, if I'm wrong here, please by all means get in contact with me, but I don't know any SASs who you go under offer bidding on an auction and they'd be able to get their act together enough to transfer the money on the same day. So that is why you wouldn't normally purchase at auction with a SAS. Again, if you have done that and you have been successful at that, please let me know. I'd love to have a case study on it, but from my clients, the SAS administrator has not been keen on doing that at all. So this went under offer on the 6th of February 2024. So what, 6 weeks ago? 7 weeks ago? About that. And it completed on the 2nd of April. So the other benefit of doing things outside of auction, but it was an auction purchase, is that the whole process is a lot quicker because the contracts are already drawn up, all of the leases are already drawn up, all the leases are put together in a pack. You have everything you need, right? So you can just send that to your solicitors and they will go through it and make sure that everything's okay. The SAS administrator has a chance to have a look through it too. They can double check everything and then from there they can say yes, go ahead with the purchase, or no, don't go ahead with the purchase. But that one did go ahead. It's going to be an interesting one with management and making sure that those tenants do what the seller wants. But I think just practice managing commercial properties, and slowly but surely it will get easier with time. And finally, the third one that completed this week, it is on the High Street on Burton upon Trent. The offer actually on this one was accepted way back on the 30th of August 2023, but there were some reasons for the hold up in this. So it's not as if everything was just slow. There was a lot of benefits in the buyer, my client, waiting for this to go through until the end of March. So the overview of this property is there's two commercial tenants. It's bringing in £22,000 per year, and she paid £228,000 for it. So it was a 9.65% yield. Why the hold up in completion? Well, the first thing is that the landlord, the seller, wanted to put in place a new lease with one of the tenants for a new 3-year term with an increase in rent. So of course my client was going to say, yeah, go ahead, do that first before I purchase it. So that's number one, that took a little bit of time. And number two, there were works that needed doing on the building. And my client really wanted to make sure that the that the landlord had done the works that they said that they were going to. Essentially, she wanted to buy it and be very, very, very clear on the fact that look, I'm not doing anything. This is from where you've owned it, where you have had problems. The tenants have contacted you and said that there's an issue. So just an FYI, you get it done and I'll buy the property. And the landlord did it, the seller did it, based upon the building survey that my client had, and she negotiated hard, really, really hard. So I am so glad that that one went through. But again, the hold up on that was the new lease being put in place and the works being done to the roof, which my client then had her building surveyor go back over, sign it off. And once it was signed off, they said, yeah, fabulous, all good, let's purchase the property. So whilst it wasn't a really smooth purchase, it was a great purchase. You're looking at about a 9.5% yield there. And my client has already spoken to one of the tenants who also wants to renew their lease, and they want to put in place an extra couple of years term. Well, perfect, because that's going to secure her income for a longer period of time. Now, those two tenants do have to pick up service charges. It just so happened that the defect previously was part of the landlord's works. But going forward, now that everything is done, my client can send that cost back to the tenants. So there we've got three deals. We've got the one at 8.15%, we've got the second one at 11%, and we've got the third one at 9.5%. All of them 100% commercial. All of them in really prime places within the towns that they've been bought in. And whilst a lot of people are saying the high street is dead, there are some towns where you can see shoots of things thriving. And then at that point, that's where you want to get in contact or you want to start purchasing in that area, because you can see that there are changes coming. You can see that there are local tenants who are setting up small businesses and making the area really vibrant. You can get on board with that. And as you're going around these buildings, if these tenants are showing possibility and a desire to want to trade into the future, then that is such a good sign that you are buying into a building with tenants who really want to make a difference. And in each of those cases, that is the information that my clients got. They went, they spoke to the tenants, and they made sure that the tenants were people that they wanted to have in their property portfolio. And where they thought, for example, the Dereham one, where they thought one of the tenants might soon come out, checking the local area to make sure that there's tenants who want to come in. And once they'd satisfied that, they felt confident in completing on these properties and now have good performing assets in their SASSes. So it's been a great week for all of my clients. There has been so much celebrating going on, and I love it. I love it. Each one of them has stepped out of their comfort zone. And when you think about it, all of those properties were purchased for under £250,000. You know, so there are still good deals out there to be had for that sum of money. I get people saying to me, Natasha, well, there's always these big investors, which means that I can't do X, Y, and Z. No. I'm not having it. There are opportunities out there. All you've got to do is keep searching the market and being prepared to put in offers, and you will get a deal that suits your needs. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I will catch up with you again soon.